Did you know a natural tooth can actually be transplanted from one spot in your mouth to another and still work perfectly? Hey guys, today we're looking at a systematic review and meta-analysis on autogenous tooth transplantation. It's a fascinating treatment that's gaining new attention, showing how natural solutions can sometimes outperform artificial ones in dentistry. Let's find out how well it really works. Today, I'd like to discuss our new systematic review on autogenous tooth transplantation, or ATT, published in the Journal of Clinical Medicine in 2025. Auto transplantation has long fascinated clinicians. It's a procedure that uses the patient's own tooth to replace another, preserving bone, proprioception, and long-term biological function. But for decades, clinical evidence has been fragmented and inconsistent. So, together with colleagues from Munich and Szeged, we systematically reviewed every available study on the topic, 20 studies covering 1,366 transplanted teeth across all donor types, developmental stages, and surgical techniques. What did we find? Across all contexts, the pooled success rate was about 94%. Immature teeth performed best at nearly 97% success, but even mature roots, when handled gently and endodontically treated early, showed survival rates close to 90%. Interestingly, the method of fixation, whether suture, splint, or adhesive, didn't really matter. What mattered was respecting biology, atraumatic extraction, minimal extraoral time, and preservation of the periodontal ligament. In other words, success in autotransplantation is biological, not mechanical. We also saw that premolars and anterior transplants fared slightly better than third molars or posterior cases, though the differences were modest. 3D guided surgery and biologic adjuncts, such as platelet-rich fibrin, showed excellent results, but data remain limited. Of course, the review revealed serious heterogeneity. Different definitions of success, variable follow-up times, and underreporting of complications. So these numbers should be read as a trend, not a precise statistic. But the clinical message is robust. Autotransplantation works, and it works well when biology is respected. For the clinician, this means consider ATT early, especially in young patients after trauma or agenesis. Choose donors with incomplete roots if possible, but don't exclude mature ones. If roots are closed, perform root canal treatment within the first 2 weeks. Minimize extraoral handling and avoid rigid fixation whenever possible. Looking forward, we need prospective trials and standardized outcome definitions. But as it stands, ATT remains one of the few techniques capable of combining biology, function, and long-term aesthetics, particularly in our adolescent patients. It's time to reintroduce this technique as a mainstream biological alternative to implants and prosthetics. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.